Welcome to the Google Workspace Developer News, where we share what's new to the Google Workspace platform. Here are five highlights from the May and June 2026 release notes. Google Apps Script is officially a Google Workspace core service. It's now covered under the Google Cloud Terms of Service and Google Workspace for Education Terms of Service. This means that Apps Script now offers the same enterprise-grade data protection, robust administrative controls, and standard technical support that safeguards other core services like Google Drive and Google Sheets. We're introducing two enhancements to the Calendar API that make it easier for admins to programmatically manage secondary calendars within their organization: a transfer API and a filter for secondary calendars owned by your organization. Administrators can now use the new transfer endpoint, Transfer Ownership, in the Calendar API to programmatically transfer the ownership of specific secondary calendars between users in the same organization. Additionally, a new filtering option in the Calendar List method will be available, which allows administrators to restrict results to secondary calendars owned by the organization, making it easier to monitor the ownership status. A new calendar access level called Writer Without Private Access permits read and write access to public events on a calendar while displaying private events as busy blocks. Users assigned to this role can manage standard events but are restricted from viewing details or modifying private events. You no longer need to manually configure a Google Chat app in the Google Cloud Console for the integrations that only use the Chat API to read data on behalf of a user using OAuth. For read-only actions, such as getting a space or listing messages, you now only need to enable the Chat API and create an OAuth client. Subscriptions are now generally available for Google Drive events via the Google Workspace Events API. This allows developers to programmatically monitor changes in Google Drive and receive event notifications through Google Cloud PubSub. I suggest you check out the video where my colleague Perik shares insights on AI agents in Google Workspace, linked on the screen right now. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next news video.